This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Hello, For This. Welcome to Along the Way. I'm your host, Mike Brothers, and in this episode, we're going to listen to a portion of the online For This Day celebration for our fully virtual employees. The event was hosted by partner Christina Howard, who leads our Talent Shift subsidiary. We're going to hear primarily from two other people in this segment, John Chinor and Melissa Posniak. They're going to be talking about the Unmatched Client Experience book, offering some insights about some of the things in the book that really resonate with them the most and answering a couple of key questions posed by Christina. So let's dive in, starting with Christina introducing Melissa and John to the rest of the team members on the call.
We've got guests joining us today, Melissa Posniak, a partner in our transaction advisory practice, a virtual employee, but spends time in Cleveland, Ohio. We've also got John Chinor, a newly promoted partner. John, welcome and congratulations for sure in our tax specialty practice based in Tysons, Virginia. So I'll pose each of you two questions as we reflect on our new book. First question, Melissa, I'll pose this first response to you. How do we deliver an unmatched client experience? In your thoughts.
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me on. I love having the opportunity to celebrate For This Day with everyone today. I think we deliver unmatched client experience by listening to understand. I love that concept. Very early in my career as a young staff, the very first client site I ever went to, I walked into their break room and on their board, written really big, and it was there every time I went back, it said, "Are you listening or are you just waiting for your turn to speak?" And that has resonated with me throughout my career. And I think the For This Way of listening to understand takes that even one step further. Understanding what our client needs are and what they want us to deliver is key for us finding success. And sometimes they don't exactly know what they want. And so us listening and helping them just define that and understand that is part of our role. Unfortunately, I could probably give you some examples of where I didn't do a great job at this, but instead, I'm going to give you one recent example where I think I did a pretty good job at this. So I was recently on a client call run by our team, talking to a target about a potential exposure. Our team had done a lot of really great work. We had gathered information. We had talked to the target. We had run numbers. We had crunched all the numbers, done calculations. We were confident we were right. And we got on the call with the client, and the company couldn't articulate why maybe we weren't. They knew we had it wrong, but they couldn't articulate it. But they did know their business. And through listening to our tax folks and understand the tax side of things, but then listening to how they ran their business, it became clear to me that we had made some assumptions about their business and didn't truly listen to them. We were able to clear the issue up. We had to put down our prior assumptions and get over the fact that, hey, we may not have this right, and really listen to our clients to get to the right answer.
That is fantastic, Melissa. Certainly reminding us the importance of listening, but then stepping back. I mean, collectively, that example was also about team engagement and everyone joining in to say, okay, what is the right solution? Love that example around listening and the team collaborating and coming together to help your client. John, I'll pose to you the same question. How do we deliver an unmatched client experience?
Thank you, Christina, for having me. Thank you, Rob. And thank you to the 700 people who joined the call. We are grateful to have you all join us and be here to celebrate with us. To answer your question, Christina, how do we deliver an unmatched client experience? When I heard that word unmatched, I was pretty intrigued on day one. This is interesting because the word unmatched, it has an inherent meaning. It is not comparable, so you can't compare it. Now, how do you deliver something that's not comparable to others, something unique? And the most interesting part is you don't actually have to look far. You don't even have to try hard to do that. Maybe you should try hard. But I'll simplify this. The most unique product that you have is you. You cannot be compared with anybody else. So how do you, your personality, your brand is all custom built to you. Simply personalize your experience and it becomes unmatched because you are unique.
I like it. Each one of us are unique. We are unmatched. And so each one of us giving our best, being our best self each day with each of our clients creates such a unique experience. Love that reminder, John. Really appreciate that. Now, I'll post one more question to both of you.
Sure.
So, John, I'll start with you on this one. Really loving that. Thinking through the book, now that we each have the book now in our possession, and as we really take time to review it, is there a quote or a testimonial or section of the book that really resonated with you personally?
Yes, I do have the book, Christina, right here with me. And on page 27, it says unmatched client experience. So it's a good continuation for the first question. How do I connect with it? How do I resonate with it? Most importantly, how do you, a remote employee, make this unmatched client experience? Because you are remote. But we talked about the very fact that you are unique. Your face is unique. Set up meetings with your client. Turn on camera. Show your face. Remember, you are the unmatched client experience. And have a product that is custom built. Simply, if you list out the activities that you're doing and the timeline you're doing and present it in a frequent manner to your client, to your managers, with your camera on, they will have that unmatched experience. I also do like the fact that it lists out, listen to understand and be responsive. Many a times when we are listening to respond, but it says listen to understand. But the interesting part of the second one says be responsive. So how do you be responsive without responding? Well, as a remote employee or as people who are not always there in front of them, always take the time to say, I received your email. I will respond later. And that simple one step that takes about 5 seconds to do gives them that unmatched experience because you're responsive, but you don't necessarily need to have that response in the responsiveness. So that's what I thought connects with me very much.
Great specific examples, John, just responding of acknowledgement, of receipt of a question from your team or your client. Love that. And I think you said page 27, was that right?
Yes.
On unmatched client experiences. Got it. We'll note that. Thank you, John. And Melissa, I'll ask you the same question. Is there an area of the book, a quote or a testimonial that really resonated with you personally?
Yeah, it was tough to pick just one. I think there's a lot of great quotes and sections in here, but I think the one that resonated most with me is the power of working as one Forvis, and specifically this concept of being a lifelong learner. I'm a naturally curious person. I love to learn new things. I'm a true tax nerd. And in my role in transaction advisory M&A tax, as you might imagine, I get to see a lot of different industries, encounter a myriad of different tax issues, and frankly, see something new all the time. I love it when I get the opportunity to bring in a Forvis specialist. Not only does it allow us to deliver unmatched client service, but selfishly, I get to learn something new. And I just think it's always great to be curious. Also, within that kind of section, I love the idea of being passionate about your career. Working in M&A tax, it often means long hours, being an afterthought, and delivering bad news. And by bad news, I mean letting them know there's an exposure or the structure that they have is not going to work. So if you don't have passion for what you do and you have those three things, it's probably not going to be a very fulfilling or long career for you. But I think when I look around Forvis, there's so many different specialties. There's so many different niches that we have available within the firm that if what you're doing today is not your passion, just look to the right, look to the left, talk to the people when you go to these Forvis meetings, and I guarantee you'll find something either that you can learn and develop your skills, or maybe just find a new passion.
I love that reminder, Melissa, certainly about passion. Now, I also imagine that when you're having these conversations with clients where we're having to be creative, maybe perhaps, and present alternative solutions. So it creates some energy. But clearly, I can see you are very passionate about transaction advisory, M&A tax, and equally the same for all on the line, reminding us to find our passion that drives us and that there are so many opportunities for you to do that here across Forvis. Love it. Thank you, John, Melissa, for joining us today and giving your perspectives, certainly on our new UCX books. And for those who have not had an opportunity to read it yet, let's spend time doing that. As Melissa and John pointed out, there's a lot of great news, certainly within the book for each of us, but also for us to share with our teams and our clients.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Forvis. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@forvis.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.